Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm thrilled today because we have Lisa Marie Platsky with us. Lisa Marie's journey to becoming a speaker and coach was a non-traditional one in a male-dominated industry, law enforcement. When she began coaching, she found that lots of successful people out there just don't know how to communicate their brilliance. So they were overlooked for promotions or losing market share in their businesses or just plain unhappy with decisions that they had made. She has written numerous books, including Connection, The New Currency, and Designing Your Destiny. Been on countless radio shows and speaks and coaches around the world with million-dollar entrepreneurs, new startups, seasoned executives, and nonprofit leaders from three different continents. Lisa Marie, thank you so much for being with us. It's just a pleasure to have you here.
Vicki, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, you know, the work you're doing in the world is so exciting, especially coming from your background. So for those that have not had the pleasure of getting to know you yet, could you share a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, you shared that little piece there, and it always makes me smile hearing the word law enforcement together with my name. So, you know, it really does. And that was it for me. You know, I majored in criminal justice, and I had visions and dreams of, you know, rising through the ranks in law enforcement, and had the opportunity to work in a federal agency in the United States, and loved what I did, and had the, you know, the unique piece of the job is that, you know, I actually was working in New York at the time of 9/11, and so, you know, went through, you know, the trauma and the drama of everything that was going on, you know, in that particular time in the world, and, you know, had a front row seat, and it was absolutely life-changing for me. And so I was never someone who had this desire to, you know, open my own business or anything like that. But I did always love leadership because I believe that leadership holds the key to be able to open the door to unbelievable opportunities, just countless opportunities. And the reason why I believe that is because leadership is just simply influence. You know, if you look behind you and nobody's following you, you're not the leader. So I don't care what you call yourself, right? Right? So you give yourself whatever title you want, but you're not the leader. You know, so the journey to getting to where I am today, you know, had a lot of twists and turns because, you know, when I left law enforcement, I didn't do it because I didn't love it. I did it because, you know, of making a large life decision and choosing what was going to be most important for me and my life. And so, you know, I'll pause there just to see, you know, if you have any other questions around that. But that really was a big piece, is that I was the accidental entrepreneur and really, you know, didn't have the dreams of opening a business like so many people do, or writing books or anything like that.
So since you were, you know, so well situated and you really developed huge influence in a male-dominated industry as a woman, what gave you the courage to make a change? Because that's a huge change if you're already successful and doing what you love, to find something you love more but have it so open-ended without any definition of what the future looks like. How did you come about the courage to do that?
Oh, Vicki, that is a great, great question. And And I'll tell you the story of me leaving law enforcement. I actually was in something that I love. I had moved from doing the, you know, the operational side, you know, the badge, the gun, the going out and doing the work in both narcotics enforcement and money laundering and other areas. It was in the agency. And then from there, you know, got promoted and was promoted very quickly, one of the fastest promoted people in the agency. And then after that, you know, it was just kind of, you know, my career is growing. And you're right. So there was this momentum. And I taught at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center and developed curriculum with outside consultants on leadership development post 9/11. And then what happened was I had been in a relationship with somebody where we never lived in the same state. And so I, you know, we were in, both in law enforcement, and I would take a job one place and he took a job someplace else. And so, you know, I was working in New York and then he's working in D.C. and I took this job to work at the Law Enforcement Training Center in Georgia, and he took a job in California and I took one in Texas. And really, you know, to make the story much shorter, when he proposed, it was this, you know, okay, so what are we going to do? And the idea was that we were just going to continue living separate lives. I was going to live in Texas and he was going to live in California. And one of my friends said, like, when people get married, don't they live in the same household? And, you know, and you laugh about that, but it's true. You know, that, you know, in today's world, people are so busy that, you know, that idea of, you know, what is most important, you know, so much is centered around careers and career success. And so it really didn't dawn on me that life might change. And so I thought, well, if I really were to design my life and say that I could have, you know, whatever I wanted, and really, you know, this idea that I had always believed in of really the possibility of something becoming real, what would it be? And I started to look that, is the career success and continuing to move up the ladder most important, or is this relationship really important? And I started to examine pieces and how can I have both, you know? And what I decided was that, you know, in working with those hours and that kind of work and working and living in another state would just be too difficult. And so I had a conversation with my fiancé and gave my 2 weeks' notice. And people in the agency were shocked because, you know, when you're on this trajectory of you're moving up and you're checking the boxes and you're getting the promotions, you know, it's the expectation that you're going to be there for life, right? And you don't, you know, when things are successful, you don't pull out, you know, and then say, well, I'm going to decide I'm going to go someplace else. And so, you know, that courage really came from trusting that, you know, internally that I had the skills and the ability to do whatever I wanted. And another piece of that was that I also had the support from my husband, the support from my family, which they did think I was crazy. And it's not like people were like, yay, quit your job to nothing, you know, yay, six figures to no figures. Everybody does that, you know. So, and I floundered for a while. The truth is I didn't know what I was going to do. And here I am, you know, sitting in this house after I got married, because I planned my wedding in 6 weeks. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I going to do? And I was actually recruited by several police academies and other things in law enforcement. And Vicki, I said, what would give me the freedom, the flexibility, and the fun to really be able to make a difference in the world, to live my passion, which ultimately was the leadership piece, and, you know, be able to be there for my husband and really grow a loving relationship? And entrepreneurship was something that really came up because it would allow me all of those elements. And so without a business class in college, knowing anybody who had owned a business, or and there was nobody that I knew, I was now living 3,000 miles from my closest friend or family member, I decided to open a business. So, you know, that courage was really big there. And I think that I just didn't stop long enough to give myself time to think, what if this doesn't work? You know, so it was, this is going to work.
Mm, that is so powerful. Such a powerful portion of your story, especially considering the amazing contribution you're making around the world to people now to help them actually, you know, understand what their purpose is in life, how to become a leader in that, and how to communicate that to the world. it's so incredible. And I want to thank you for having the bravery to make that kind of decision, because we wouldn't be seeing in the world the contribution you're making without that. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for saying that, Vicki. No, difficult decision. You know, when you're somebody who is known for your accomplishments, and I would show up places and people would say, oh, you're Jim's wife. And in the beginning, I was very angry, like, what do you mean I'm Jim's wife? Don't you know who I am? and the truth is, I own that now. I'm so proud of that title. So, you know, to think of that as a courageous decision, I think about what it's done for my life and other people that are able to give themselves permission to make choices that somehow don't necessarily make sense to a certain group of the population and maybe their family and their friends, but at the same time, finding that internal energy to really say, this is really what I want, and there is a bigger calling, and so why can't I do this? What's stopping me?
Again, so, so powerful. So not only have you done wonderful things with your contribution with coaching and consulting to people all over the world, but you've also written a number of books and a new book. And tell us a little bit about how that came about and what you hope your message is to readers out there globally.
Oh, thank you for that. So yes, this new book is Turn Possibilities into Realities. And the book is, it's about leadership, but the element of leadership, because leadership is such a big animal, is about choice, direction, commitment, and consistent action. And it really describes what happens when you move from having this great idea that, you know, everyone has, you know, all throughout their life, people have great ideas, and that element of turning it into something tangible. And then, you know, the victory that comes after that. You know, and I believe that the element that I really want readers to walk away knowing is they can have anything that they want, and anything is possible once you make a choice, you choose a direction, you really step into commitment, and the consistent action is something that you take, your focused, consistent action. And I think when you identify, when you say, okay, well, anything is possible, you know, I think that sounds almost pie in the sky, you know, crazy talk, you know, if you only knew my story, dot, 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 you know, or, you know, you don't know where I've been, dot, dot, dot. And so I think that the biggest piece of this book is that this book is, you know, written and stories are shared with transparency and vulnerability and people's challenges and pain, so that wherever you are and whatever voice is in your head that says, oh, but you don't know me, that those can be dispelled, and that this truly is that you can have anything you want and anything is possible once you step into that leading yourself through choice, direction, commitment, and consistent action.
Oh, you know, what a beautiful vision that is. Just such a beautiful thought for everyone out there. Tell me a little bit about any challenges you might have had or any tips you may want to give on writing a book, because this was a new venue for you too, and you jumped right in and you've written many successful books. So tell us a little bit about how that worked for you.
Oh, Vicki. I mean, you know, people say things get easier over time, and you mentioned having written several books. And so, you know, the first book project, it was, you know, 4 months out the gate. And the second one was about a little bit longer. It was about 7 or 8 months. And then, you know, 2 years. And then this book has been 3.5 years and I'm still learning from it. And I think having the vision of what you want to accomplish and sticking to it, regardless of life happening or things coming up, as I say, that when you know that this can be life-changing and that if you don't get this message out, that people are missing out on something great, that your people are waiting for this, you know, that big why is important that you get to the finish line. And so I would say that was a big piece to being able to overcome some of the challenges that crept up. And really the challenges that crept up were that, you know, this book is sharing the stories of other people. And so you know, when you're doing writing yourself versus including other people, it means things happen. And so in the story, there were people, you know, family, one person's father, you know, was put into a nursing home. It was a lot of, you know, elements around, you know, taking care of him and making sure he was good. And someone else got really sick. Someone else got in a car accident and was literally had suffered from some brain issues for about 6 months. And so you have to make the decision at that point, is the deadline more important or are people more important? And in this case, for me, the vision of who these people were and their stories was incredibly important. And so it did take longer. And I think the other piece that I would say to anybody who's writing a book is you have to have great people who believe in you. You know, the support is so important. Somebody like you, Vicki, who really knows the ins and outs, the editor that I worked with, Anna Weber and Lorraine Bosse-Smith, people who are my friends who championed me, even though they'd hear me say, you know, how are you doing on this? Oh, gosh, I'm stuck, you know, and still, you know, champion that, you know, this has to get out. And I would say that those pieces are just, my gosh, when you talk about challenges, I just feel like, you know, that's, you and I could spend, you know, 3 hours on this call talking about challenges. but that's the joy. Yes. You know, you find that that makes you stronger and that, and there's lessons learned in it all. So,
yeah.
So it's okay.
And I think one of the really important things that I always hold out to authors is that no one can tell your story like you do. And mm-hmm. So if you don't get that story told in a book that has longevity forever available across the globe, it leaves a hole in the world where no one can fill that the way you would fill that. And I think that really it's a necessity for you to tell your story. It's not just an honor or a privilege, but it's really a necessity. It's part of your whole path as a person walking this earth, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, you said that so beautifully.
I just so believe in that, you know, as a publisher and so forth. And I just encourage everyone, therefore, to write because you reach so many more people. I mean, you're already reaching unbelievable numbers of people with all of the venues that you have and the traveling that you do all over the world to coach and speak and so forth. But nothing does it quite like a book because it really becomes available to everyone that you wouldn't have touched otherwise. So, again, thank you for your contribution in that area as well. If you were to give people a few tips about if they're kind of struggling along and they're not sure that they've got a solid foundation to be a leader in what they're meant to do and really communicate that to the world, are there just a couple of tips that you could give people?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that I speak about often is, you know, we hear in organizations, you know, oh, an organization has, you know, a mission or a vision or specific values. And yet when it comes to people, individuals, that's not something that a lot of people can rattle off easily and be able to speak about. And your mission, when you think about leadership, those are foundational elements. Organizations, once again, they spend effort and energy on that. A company like Disney, you know, their mission is to make people happy. It's four simple words. And so everything that they touch is about making people happy. And so each individual is, you know, really born with this mission or this calling that remains the same. And if you look back, you know, over when you were 5 years old or 10 or 65 or 80, it remains the same. It just shows up in different ways, but the mission is the same. And so spending time understanding that what is really important. If you're someone who's questioning, you know, what is it that I'm meant to do, is to spend some time on that. And the other piece is the value. You know, I don't touch working with anybody, connecting with anybody, doing business with anybody, if we don't have some sort of shared value. And so I understand what mine are. I'm clear about them. And it's how I take on projects and really decide where it is that I'm going to move. So when you're thinking about the direction that you're going to move in and who's going to go with you, those pieces are important. And, for example, mine are freedom, fun, and flexibility. Freedom, fun, and flexibility are huge. And the reason why is because they lead me to be able to spend more time with family, friends, and my faith. And that's important. And so mine are success. They just happen to be S because they are, you know, not because I created it that way, but that just happens to be, for me, those pieces. And so I make decisions on leading my life and making choices based on that, the elements of my values. And then the big vision, you know, what does that really mean? And a lot of people determine in leadership about what they really see as possible. And some people are visionaries and some people are, you know, more linear thinkers or see the details very easily. But ultimately, vision has nothing to do with where do I want to be in 5 years or anything. Vision is the difference you want to make. And so when you think about the difference that you want to make, does it make a difference, you know, what your personality style is? It's really, if I could do anything and it wasn't about what was possible and it wasn't about me worrying about the how, I would really spend time thinking about what that vision looked like. And for me, growing up in a small town in Pennsylvania, to even think that I could touch, you know, 2 lives, to me, 20 years ago, would have been just crazy. I mean, I just didn't grow up in that kind of world to even think that, you know, I would ever grow up to be good enough to have conversations and influence executives and help people make money and design their destiny. I mean, it's just mind-blowing when I think back to that. And then, you know, that's, you know, time and some introspection as far as, you know, that specific tip. And then the other tip is really to look at who it is that you're surrounding yourself with. If you're the smartest person in your circle of friends, you need new friends. It's just that simple. And so, you know, identifying who you spend time with. And I've had people say to me, well, you know, how do I find new friends? Like, where would I meet people? And once again, it goes back to where are you spending your time? Because if just like in dating, if you say, well, I really want to meet somebody, and you stay home every single night, and you're home 365 days a week, the likelihood of somebody knocking on your door and saying, I'm here, is pretty slim. So where are you showing up? And so even for me, when I've met people who've owned companies that they've built that have been, you know, the $800 million company, that came from me actually being out and about and showing up at places that somebody would be, who would do something like that. And so, you know, where are you going? Where are you spending your time? And then that element of, I believe, is so important, is about your plan. You're really having a plan that is strategic for you, that makes sense. And so a lot of people get confused with plans. What I give people a tip on is, you know, 4 quarters, meaning 3 months, January, February, March, April, May, June, you know, you've got 4 quarters in the year. One big rock per quarter that you'd like to move. Because it's better to move 3 things a mile than to move 100 things an inch. And so, you know, if you're looking to do something and it involves losing weight, you know, what would be that one thing that you would want to move? One of my clients last year, you know, her company had the highest grossing sales ever, you know, exceeding 7 figures. And in addition to it, you know, she lost 35 pounds. And in addition to it, she had the ability to spend more time with her family and vacation with them. So there were different rocks that she was moving in each of those quarters that led to a very successful year. And it was, you know, something consistent that she did in each of those areas. So I believe that those 3 tips are really important, that mission, vision, and values, understanding who it is that you're spending time with, and really knowing that it's the simple steps that make a big difference and not necessarily the big grandiose things that we get told that we have to do.
Mm. Oh, that is so beautifully put. And again, so powerful. You know, Lisa Marie, I know people will want to be able to connect with you and learn more about your wisdom and the wonderful things you shared. I mean, we just barely capped it today. It runs so deep. So if you could please share your website where people might be able to get in touch with you.
Sure. So my website is www.upsidethinking.com, UPSIDE, and then the word thinking. thinking.com. And to email me, you can email me at Lisa Marie, LisaMarie, at upsidethinking.com. LisaMarie@upsidethinking.com.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information today and making yourself so accessible, not only this morning, but for people in the future who may really need all of the things that you have to offer and the ability to work with them to really achieve their goals and their dreams. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks, Vicki. It's really been my pleasure. Thank you.
And for everyone out there that would like to know more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.